Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight to be able to share with you a special message of praying with power and love. And we do know that there is power in prayer, and we also know that God answers all of our prayers. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in on tonight. There are many different people on the line tonight, and we have many newcomers who are on the line, and I thank you so much. Be sure to connect with me. Be sure to connect with your neighbor. Be sure to connect with God. That's the main thing, amen, because when you're connected to the source, then your light will always shine, and you will be within the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm expecting some great things from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I hope you are as well. We're getting ready to extend our minds and our thoughts toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to sit back and relax, because we're getting ready to hear from God. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray a prayer for many individuals. We're going to pray unto God. We're going to speak to God, and we're going to let God know what we need in our lives, and God is going to give us what he wants for us to have. And we say thank God in advance. But without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136, yes, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and the doers of his holy word. Now then, this is the part in which I would like for you to get into your prayer position. And I have some things to say, because I want us to be sincere when we go to God. Whatever it is at this particular point that is hindering you, hindering us from hearing or being into the presence of God, we're going to have to remove it. We're going to have to remove it. And so we want to remove anything that would hinder us, anything that would hinder us. As the Lord is speaking, we're speaking for people who are going through the storms of life. We're speaking for those who are facing depression, those who are facing opposition. We're praying for pastors. We're praying for presidents. We're praying for the legislators. We're praying for communities. We're praying for airlines, we're praying for events, we're praying for our youth, we're praying for our senior citizens, we're praying for our seniors, we're praying for our children this summer. We're praying for them, and we're asking God to cover them while they're in the water, while they're traveling, while they're in their respective places. We're praying for those who are deceased, those who are missing, those with open cases. God says that this is the time of revelation of truth. We're praying for the power of God and the anointing of God to come upon us right now. We're praying for blinded eyes, spiritual eyes to be open. We're praying for breakthroughs. We're praying for doors to be open. We're praying for the revelation of God to be dispensated right now. And we thank God for the rhema word. We thank God for the prayers. We're asking God, would he go to the hospital? He's already there. And would he heal miraculously? Would he bless those with heart failures? Bless those with mind disturbances? Bless those who are going through miraculously? Those who are going through different procedures and processes? Those who are without a place? We ask right now, God is removing and transitioning and moving the atmosphere. He's opening doors. And so we're going to pray unto God. We're praying for those who are trying to move up the ladder. We're praying for those who are already at the ladder. We're praying for those who are down and out. We're praying for those who are hungry. We're praying for those who are already fed. We're praying for those who need the word of God and those who are full on the Rhema word. We're praying for those who are not anointed, and we're praying for the anointed and the appointed. Amen. So we're praying for everyone, and we haven't even gotten started yet. Just the power of God comes down like that, and we have to let it flow. Amen. So I want you to get into your praying position, and this is a very serious time. Whatever it is, you are going to have to stand in the gateway and take it unto God. We can listen to the radio, we can go to church and listen to the ministers, but at some point, you're going to have to be able to ask God for yourself. And so when we pray, we're praying together, and we're praying for each and every person. And while I'm praying, you need to be praying as well. But the prayer is that we cover each and every person on this line, each and every person around the world. It doesn't matter who it is, because when we look at it, the only thing that separates us in this world, the only thing that separates us is status. And when I say status, I'm talking about the things that we have. That's what I'm talking about. But God says all those things are temporary. If you take all of those things away, if you take the fame, the fortune, the money, if you take all of those things away, he says we are naked people. And he's not talking about clothes concern and showing, revealing the body. He's speaking about we have nothing. He says we are nothing without him. But if we have God, God says we have everything that we need. So we're not going to depend on the riches of the world, because those are temporary. Just like we talked about those different states that we go in, those different light bulb stages. He says that we go through those different phases. And notice I say we. So he says that we're not going to focus on materialistic things, he says, because all those fade away. He says there's been poor people who have passed away. There have been rich people who have passed away, and none of that stuff can they take to heaven, because you can't buy God. We can't buy heaven. And God says that this ministry is a ministry that is focused on God. We focus on God. We focus on connecting with God. That's what this ministry is about, connecting with God. And we do it in mysterious ways, because we connect people's talents, because that's what God gave. So God says everything is connected. He says, but when you take away the money, when you take away the fame, the lights, the camera, the action, the clothes, the cars, the jewelry, and you don't have God, he says we have nothing. We live as a poor man and a poor woman. But when you have God, he says, I am more than the world against you. And when you have God, that's all that you need. And so we're going to really pray unto God. And as I said before, it's still on my mind. I'm praying for this young lady in Midland, Texas. The lady who, the fitness instructor, Miss Beavers. Praying for her because, you know, that continues to weigh on my mind. I'm continuously thinking about that. And so I'm praying for that, and I'm praying for just anyone who's out of the ark of safety, anyone who's missing, anyone who's disturbed in the mind, anyone who is going through the storm, anyone who's going through domestic violence. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you guys understand and connect with God. It's very important. I can't stress it enough. Life is a race. Everybody is trying to make it to the top. And God says, do not cut short your life by racing, taking shortcuts, disconnecting with God, doing it yourself. He says, in everything you do, he says, include me. Whatever you do, whatever life situation you go, he said, include me. We never know. When is our last time? That's why every day I stress to people, live as if it is your last because you just don't know. And try to do what's right. That's another thing. Try to do what's right and try to treat people right because you don't know. You don't know when the last time. You don't know when it's going to be the last time. And so we must understand that this is, God says. He says it's a race, and he's not talking about and I'm going to have to talk to you because there are a lot of people on the line, and God is showing me this. And we're not rushing the ministry. We're not going to rush it. If you need to go, then you can go. But we're not going to rush it. We're going to hear from God. So this, you have to understand that when we talk about life as a race, when we were born, our clock started ticking, you know, biological clock, you know. And we must be productive every day of our lives. There should be no days of regret, no days of I didn't get anything done. Every day we're working, and we're working to store our treasures in heaven. That's why I'm telling you today, you need to connect. We need to connect with God. It's very important. You're going to understand this in a couple of days. It's very important to connect with God. It's very important. It's very important that if you have children, that they are connected somehow to God. You don't have to go around wearing a cross and having a Bible in your arms. Your Bible is your heart. Your service speaks volumes. So it's very important that everyone connect with God. Everybody. It's very important. I can't stress it enough. You'll understand in a couple of days. It's very important. It doesn't matter how poor, how rich, what color you are, where you come from, where you're going, your career. It doesn't matter. You need to be connected with God. We're praying for the bereavement. We're praying for those who are going through. I could not imagine not having God. Living without God, I couldn't do it. I have to have God in my life. I have to. It's a must. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm expecting God. When I go to bed, I'm expecting God. You know? And I know that when I wake up, when God blesses me to wake up, if it's his will, I know that when I wake up, God's going to be the same that he was yesterday. He's not going to change. So we're going to pray unto God. And if you're not connected with God, oh boy, I need you to connect with him. If you don't know who God is, find out. Read the Bible. Find out who he is. Don't just take my word for it. Find out who God is for yourself. And when you learn things for yourself and stop taking everybody else's word, then you reap more benefits when you find out for yourself. Because sometimes we miss out on a blessing because we go on other people's experiences. God says that when we stand before him, and this is everybody, God says when we stand before him, God is not going to ask your neighbor, how did so-and-so treat you? It's going to be a one-to-one conversation. God's not going to ask anybody anything. He's going to ask you. And it's very important that we learn how to stand on our own two feet. It's very important that we learn that when we get before God, when we come before God, that we're sincere, we're truthful. Because God says he's not going to ask anybody else. He says he's coming to you. How have you been treating your neighbor? How have you been serving God? And we can't look at somebody and say, can you come over here and talk for me? You have to speak for yourself. We all have to speak for ourselves when we see the king. Amen? So let us get ready to pray. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to understand this in the next couple of days. It's very important that you are connected somehow with God. Don't be caught out of the ark of safety. Caught without a covering. Amen? Amen. So we are going to, I always dim my lights because I don't want anything disturbing me when I'm praying unto God. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head, humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. Lord, we come unto you, Lord, with sincerity. We come unto you humbly, Lord, and we ask that you grant us everything that you would desire us to have. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us to make it through this day, Lord. We thank you for the strength that you've given, and we thank you for the courage and the love. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. If there's anything within them that needs to come out, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the great physician, Heavenly Father, and lead and guide the men and women who work on these individuals, Lord, in a major way. Then, Lord, we thank you for the praise reports, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the recuperations and the process and procedures that people are facing right now. We thank you for the victories. And we ask, Lord, if there's any life that we can extend in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you grant favor and mercy and extend lives, Lord? If there is any mind that we can turn back and recover, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you turn that mind back, Heavenly Father? If there are any hands that we can prevent from causing harm, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you put the hands down, Lord? Then, Lord, if there is any eyes, Lord, that needs to see your glory, we ask, would you shine your light where we may see you clearly, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, if there are any paths that we should walk down, we ask, would you show us those paths, Lord? Lord Jesus, we ask, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in a major way? We thank you for the things you are doing, the things you're going to do, and the things you've already done. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this ministry to continue to be a prosperous ministry in the Word of God? And would you have this ministry to be what you would want it to be and continue to expand and allow it to grow and to bring people on where they may shine their lights, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who's on the line right now, Lord? You know what they need, Lord. You know what you want for their lives, Lord. And you know any type of storm or any type of event that's going on in their lives, and we ask, would you show your favor and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We thank you in advance for everything that you've done, Lord, and everything you're going to do. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover each child this summer, Lord, whether they're in water, whether they're on land, whether they're flying, Lord, whether they're at camp, Lord, whether they're hunting, Lord, whether they're visiting places, Lord, whether they're going to see their other parents or other families, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you keep the death angel back, Lord? Would you bless all kids to be recovered, Lord? Would you bless all youth to be covered by you and protected, Lord? We ask, Lord, would you allow no hurt, harm, or danger to fall upon any youth, Lord? And not just the youth, but this world and nation. And we understand that you have your will, but we ask, Lord, if we can spare lives, if we can pray to protect and cover anyone, Lord, would you bless this prayer to reach wherever it needs to reach? We thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for your strength. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation. We thank you for the challenges in life. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountains. And we thank you for everything that has just made us stronger. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the rest of this week, which you anointed with your favor, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us to plant seeds on fertile ground, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us, Lord Jesus, with a great mind and bless us with a great heart. Whatever is in us, Heavenly Father, that's not like you, we ask, would it be evicted? Would it be removed? If our hands, Lord, we ask, would you put our hands to work, Lord, and would you bless our ears to hear your revelation and our eyes to be focused on you and our feet to be walking in the light and the will of God. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our president, Lord, and the first lady, and would you bless each and every person in Washington, D.C., Lord, in a major way. Then, Lord, we ask, would you protect those who are traveling near and far? Would you bless those who are facing bereavement, those who have lost a child, a parent, those who have lost a spouse? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you be their comforter? And whatever void is missing, would you fill that void, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless us to be more closer to you and to connect with you? If there's anyone that we can save who's disconnected, we ask, and in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to become connected? Then, Lord, we ask, in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry to continue to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? We ask, in the name of Jesus, would you bless our guests on Friday? Would you bless her ministry? Would you bless her music? Would you bless her to expand? Would you bless her visibility? Would you bless her family? Would you bless her talents and gifts, Lord? And we thank you in advance for increasing her territory. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you increase territories, Lord, of not only individuals who are on the line, but those who are off the line, those who will listen. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to have faith in you, to trust and depend on you. If anyone has dropped their mantles or have lost faith, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to pick up their mantles and keep it moving. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each and every person who is on this line right now? Would you bless each and every person who's going through the storm, those who are coming out and those who know they're going in? Would you bring breakthroughs, Lord? You know our secret prayers, and you know our open public prayers. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you tailor it towards each and every person? Then, Lord, if there's anything that's been taken away from anyone, it doesn't matter if they're rich, they're poor, they're black, they're white, it doesn't matter. We ask, Lord, would you recover and restore what you would have them to have? Then, Lord, we appreciate everything that you've done for us, because we deserve nothing. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for our health and strength. We thank you for the praise reports. And we continue to ask, would you bless those who are still going through? Would you protect us and keep us safe, Lord? And would you help us to magnify your holy and righteous name? Then, Lord, as we conclude this prayer, we ask, Heavenly Father, if there is anyone that we have not covered, anyone who we've not touched, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover, would you touch and connect, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we are never relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have concluded our praying with love and power all over the world. And when we finish praying, I always feel much better because we were in the presence of God and we were praying unto God about different things. And God always, always answers our prayers because that's who he is. And so when we think about the goodness of God, we should smile because God shows favor when we don't even deserve it. God gives them to us when we don't even deserve it. And so let us be thankful and thank God tonight before you go to sleep for the things that he is doing and the things he's already done in our lives. It's very important. It's very important. And so we don't just pray on Wednesdays. Let us pray every day. Connect with God. If you are lacking something, I recommend that you connect with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. because we all fall down, but we get up. And so we must recognize and understand that we serve a true and a living God who never fails. God never fails. Amen? So I want you to understand that each and every one of you is important, because God thought enough of us to create us. He thought enough of us to continue to bless us. He thought enough of us to wake us up this morning. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, but he thought enough of us to wake us up. He says, you still have work to do. Wake up. And still, some of us, we lack faith in God. God can do the impossible. God is working miracles. God is healing. He's delivering people. He's setting people free right now. And the way you know that the revelation of God is heavy and that God is blessing people is just listen to what people are saying. They're going to be people giving testimonies because God is that good. God is covering people. He's blessing people. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for our soldiers. We're praying for those who have lost their lives. We're praying for their families. God is already visiting families. He's already done what I've asked him to do before I ask. That's how good God is. That's how good God is. God knows our hearts. He knows the intentions. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're doing. That's why we have to be sincere. We can fool people all we want, but we can't fool God. And so when we get into the presence of God, we're going to have to be sincere. There is no playing. We can't have someone speak for us. We're going to have to speak for ourselves, because God is an awesome God. So I want you to finish up the week strong. Finish up the week blessed. God has some great things. God speaks good news. He says he's going to bless his people. And we're waiting on the dispensation of God. We're waiting on the word of God. We're waiting on the revelation, the promises of God. God says anything he's promised, he shall deliver. God has never let me down. Amen? And I'm sure that he's never let you down either. You have been listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Click on number one, Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio and listen to the particular shows. All right? Be sure to do that, because I would love to have you listen. I would love to have you have dialogue as well. There are many people on the line, and some of you like to just listen, which is fine. But if you want to speak, then speak. I would love to have conversation with you about anything on this ministry. All right? So be sure to do that. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, any type of community leaders with positive messages, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And not only pray for your family, but pray for your friends. Put them all in one line. You know what they need. You know that if someone who is your neighbor or someone who's working with you have lost a loved one, pray for them. You don't have to tell them I pray for you. Just pray for them. Take it upon yourself. Take the initiative. Pray for them. All right? If we pray for each other, everybody will be covered. If we all had a heart, as God is speaking, if we all had a heart that we had the best interest in mind for each and every person that we cross, each and every person's lives that we touch on a daily basis, this world would be much better. There wouldn't be so much hate. If we actually invested our love in people genuinely, if we did that, if we prayed for people that we cross, people that we're going across, and you know how you do that? You say, God, when I go to this airport, God, when I go to this city, I want you to bless each person that I cross. If they are going through a storm, Lord, I want you to tell that storm, peace, be still. And we're not telling God what to do. We're believing that God can do it. We can't. There's no possible way we can tell God what to do, because God already knows what he's going to do. But God says that you have to command what you need. And we're talking about to God. God says that shows your faith. But if you're just going through life, not touching anyone, and I don't mean physically touching, I'm talking about praying for someone, being a positive icon in someone's life, saying a kind word to someone, then you're just here taking up space. There has to be a purpose for each and every person. Even those individuals that we sometimes classify, Lord, they're hard to love. There's no such thing. God says, because I am love, how can you tell me that you don't love your neighbor when you've never seen me, but you declare and decree that you love me? Let's all be real. There are some people that's hard to love because they don't do right. But we still love them. We just don't like their actions and how they go about doing things. Right? Because God says we have to love our neighbor. So if you're just here, not touching anyone, and we're not talking about physical, we're talking about through the power of God. If you're not touching anyone, you're just here taking up space. Be useful. Pray. If you just hear gossiping about somebody, talking about somebody, trying to find the fault in somebody, instead of looking at yourself first, then you're taking up space. You're wasting time. We don't have long here, ladies and gentlemen. So you might as well make the best of it while you're here and touch somebody. Because you don't want the last word that somebody says over you, wow, this person really made my life miserable. They wouldn't say that, hopefully, but you want to go out of here with a bang. You want to go out of here as someone who touched lives. Right? I just want to be real with you. It's very important. I pray to God, and I started doing that this year. I said, I'm going to fast and pray from the time I get up to 12 noon. I want to treat people right. I want to do what's right by people. I want to smile at someone who may be having a bad day. I want to be honest with them, but I want to smile. Please, God. I want God to speak to me about how he wants my day to go. I don't want to be grumpy, and that's not my disposition anyways. But I sacrificed my morning because God sacrificed his life for me. So the question is, what are you going to sacrifice for God in order to make the kingdom of God better, in order for your light to shine? What are you going to sacrifice? You don't have to do the time you get up to 12 o'clock. You don't have to do that fast where you're praying unto God and you're listening to the voice of God. You don't have to do that. Right? But it's very important, because the world, everybody is not in love with God like we are. And you have to be able to deal with the world without pulling your hair out, without getting stressed out, without losing your cool. Right? You have to be able to do that. So whatever you want to sacrifice for the kingdom of God, do so. But make sure at some point that you are connected to God. All right? All right, so let's look at a couple of websites here. If you go to Afrida.hubpages.com, you will see many different articles, right? And if you want to follow, you can, but a lot of my followers are on other social media websites. But anyways, we have crime and law enforcement. We have Christianity, the Bible, and Jesus. We have education for kids around the world. We have charities. We have fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. We have many different articles, and we're going to write many different more. So please be sure to check out those articles. Now then, if you go to StellarGospelMusic.com, that's StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see a homepage with yours truly, and you will see two different gospel artists under this picture here. You'll see Minister McLemore, and you'll see Mr. Tim. Bowman, right? You'll see these two. To inform the Afrita Love Show of any new releases, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and the release date. Now then, AfritaLoveShow.com. Please check out the Elizabeth Gerald story and also meet Miss Holloman. She has a great program. I wish that some individuals would pick this particular project up because this project helps a lot of students. She says she picks up these children in the mornings and take them to school and things of that nature. Just listen to the interview. It's very alarming. It's very just powerful. Just listen to it. Then, of course, we have the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, which is going to be up pretty soon. Then, of course, the TV shows. We have Empire on Wednesdays. Now, it's a man's world. The season is up, but coming on Bounce Television. Speaking of Bounce Television, tune in to Bounce TV on tomorrow, as they will have the Mr. Muhammad Ali procession and memorial service. It will be live. It's not tomorrow. It's on June 10th. June 10th, which is Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, the Carmichael Show, and then, of course, Mary Mary on Thursdays. Remember that Sister Kim Burrell has a new radio show. Her radio show is KTSU, all right, and she's out of Houston, Texas. She's down the street around the corner and down the street again. Houston is about 3 hours from here. So Sister Kim Burrell is very close. So be sure to check out and support Sister Kim Burrell. She's doing some great things. She has another conference coming up in Miami, Florida. Be sure, you know, if you're up there to attend her conference. I mean, she has some great stuff, and she said, you know, if you're a singer or you sing for God, she says, bring your music. I mean, wow, and they're going to give you feedback. So that's good. That's a good thing. If I could sing, then I would bring her my music. But God didn't call me to sing. He called me to perform media and promote in radio. He didn't call me to sing. Amen. Praise God. All right. So if you have any events or media interviews, speaking or promoting or things like that, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, I'm going to have some snippets for the AfritaLoveShow.com television. If you want to connect with me, you can go to Facebook AfritaLove or Facebook Dr. Afrita Emanuelove or Facebook Afrita Emanuelove or Instagram AfritaLove or LinkedIn AfritaLove. If you want to advertise your church, please feel free to email emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, about us, this is an international radio station, of course. We have many different events going on, all right? And so here are some sample interviews. I haven't changed them out yet, but here are some sample interviews, so please be sure to check that out so that you will be familiar with the format. If you want to contact me, here is a contact form. Put your name, email, subject, message, and please click submit. If you don't click submit, I will not receive your message, okay? Services, of course, we have a radio station. We have an event venue. We have speaking. We have a book out, and we have blogs. And then, of course, church events around the world. Once again, as I said before, Sister Kim Burrell, KTSU, she's on Sundays, I believe, she said. So please check her out. Also on Friday, we will have the Muhammad Ali Memorial. And so please be sure to check that out at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard, and then we'll have some more events because many of the media outlets are sending me their events. So please be sure to check out this page and stay connected with me, all right? Now we're going to the big page where we're going to hear some music, but I'm going to turn it down. The AfritaLoveShow.com. Listen, before we get there, let me tell you something. Let your family and friends know about the AfritaLoveShow.com. God is going to bless this ministry in a powerful way. God is going to blow my mind, I'm telling you. This ministry, the reason why I love this ministry that God gave me is because it's mobile, meaning that this ministry can go as far as God would like for it to go. I can have this ministry right inside my home, right? But I can take this ministry everywhere I go. And with this ministry, we have so many departments within this ministry that I have not identified all of them. Because there's so many, and God is going to, as we work on our PR, and we should have our PR complete by Friday, because many people, I'm still helping individuals create the press release. extension class is still going on, and we'll extend class if we have to, whatever it takes to make sure we have a great final product in case some of you actually want to use your PRs. All right? So with this station, you'll see Bounce TV, of course. Bounce always, always, always keep me in the know. We have BT Gospel. We have the Front Page Firm. These firms really keep this media site in the know about everything that's going on, all right? So, and continue to do so. I love that. If you look at the homepage, you will see many different gospel artists. You will see gospel attorneys. You will see R&B singers. You will see comedians. You will just see actors, actresses. You will see many different individuals. I'm going to have a plethora of individuals on this particular ministry, as well as I'm going to be promoting these individuals on my page, because that's what God gave me to do. He says we need to allow others' light to shine, and this is how we connect to God, right? If you click on, let's go ahead and do that, number one, Love Radio. Number one, Love Radio. You will be right in the studio, and you'll see a commercial. Just click on the X and then scroll down, okay? You will see many, many different you will see many different shows, all right? You will see many different shows, and you will see some numbers at the bottom. We have over 477 shows, so please be sure to select wisely. All of these particular shows are excellent. If you want ministry, if you want to hear some great interviews, if you want to hear some gospel music, I mean, alfredaloveshow.com is the place to be. If you want to follow me, all you have to do is click on the follow button under my picture up here. Just click on it, and you can follow as well. And all you will receive is an email update to let you know when the ministry is, okay? All right, let's move on to the alfredaloveshow.com. This is a radio station. It's an outlet for people all over the world. Here are some different events that I was able to perform media for. And if you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, authors, educators, or community leaders who would like to be on the show, then, of course, email me, okay? emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, for the Stella Gospel Music booking request, here it is, email, name, message, which artist or speaker are you requesting. Please click one of the submit buttons, because that's how I receive your message. If you want to be a guest on the radio station, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And you can email the alfredaloveshow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities as well, and many of you have taken advantage of that, which is great. I love it. Building a Brand Spiritual Vehicle, this is our online course. Now, as you can see, we only have one component in our online course because I didn't want to overwhelm you. This particular course is designed for new entrepreneurs, new individuals who's going into radio or singing or things of that nature, and this is an online course. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you as the Lord is showing me this. I am going to create a syllabus, rubric, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to create that on this page. This is going to be an interactive online course. I'm also going to have live streaming as soon as the Lord blesses us with the supplies. Okay, so this is going to be an interactive course. It's not just going to be a page that you come and see, you know, online course. Okay, this is my map here. My life map, this is brand mapping. Click on it and you hear my voice. This is going to be very interactive, okay? Speaker showcase. All right. You will see Dr. Love and Mr. Jay Dixon. Mr. Jay Dixon is a student at UNT. He's an accounting major. He's doing very well up there. So if you would like for him to speak or myself, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, I'm going to have other speakers who will be added to this list. Now then, we have three gospel artists here. And I'm going to add some things to their pages. If you go to their page, you will hear some of their music. I'm still working on these particular websites because I'm trying to develop how I want their pages to look. Now, community journalists, be sure to check out Ms. Joy Reed, MSNBC. Wow, she's a phenomenal journalist, media guru, whatever you want to call her. She's phenomenal. Be sure to connect with her. Check her out. I want to try to get her on the show as well as Ms. Goldie Taylor. She's in Atlanta, Georgia. She has a newspaper. It's the Daily Beast. She's also into media as well, and she keeps you up to date with the daily happenings. And then you have this just, wow, you have Dr. Love. Dr. Love is on the AfritaLoveShow.com. She's based in Bellmead, Texas. She has a show that God gave her a couple of years ago, and she's just taken off with it. And it's nobody but God. It's not even her. It's God who's doing it. And so please be sure to see this young lady. This is AfritaLoveShow.com. If you don't know about it or if your neighbor doesn't know about it, let them know about the AfritaLoveShow.com. She has phenomenal things on there. She interviews gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress. I mean, a plethora of individuals come on this ministry. She also is formulating online classes. So please be sure to support Dr. Afrita Love. She's out of Bellmead, Texas, a small town for a small country gal. But she's a sweet lady. I love Afrita. I really do. All right. Authors, we're going to add more books, of course, and then events. We're going to add some events, all right? So be sure to check all of that out. Now listen, listen. Now on tomorrow you will have a break, right? So I want you to check out some of the different shows that we have. Just go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. AfritaLoveShow.com, and when you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, make sure that you check out all of the shows. There are so many. There are a lot. We even had Judge Maybelline on one time. Check out the shows. We've had NFL players. We've had gospel artists, actors, actresses. I mean, people you see on TV, right? Be sure to check it out, all right? Now, if you go to LinkedIn, this is another way to connect with me. Click on LinkedIn and connect with me here, okay? If you want to be on the show, you can also let me know. You can send me a message and let me know that, all right? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. I want to thank God for his divine sovereignty. I want to thank each and every one of you. There are many people on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back on Friday as we will have Miss Cassandra Robertson. She's out of Dallas, but she's been all around the world. She was on The Voice. She's played in many different movies and plays with Tyler Perry. I mean, she's just a phenomenal woman. She has a phenomenal voice. We're going to add her to the website, but be sure to check her out. Be sure to support her. If you're in Dallas, Texas, and she has an event, be sure to support her. All right? Someone asked you what that big, beautiful smile is all about. You tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.